Hamsters drive me nuts, said Guy. He began talking very fast. They just go around and around. I wanted to stop it from going around and around. I thought, I'm going to make it sick so it'll burrow under the sawdust or something. But instead, you made it die? I've got it on tape, said Guy. I taped it. You can watch the tape. He paused. I had a guy take care of the hamster every night. What do you mean? I asked. Feed it, water it. So you knew it was a healthy hamster, I said. Yes, said Guy. And then you started staring, I said. 3 days, sighed Guy. You must hate hamsters, I said. It's not that I want to do that to hamsters, Guy explained. But supposedly, if you're a master, you should be able to do that kind of stuff. Is life just a punch and a kick and that's it? Or is there more to it than that? Guy jumped in his car and went off to find his home video of the hamster being stared to death. While he was gone, his children, Bradley and Juliet, set up a video camera and began to film me. Why are you doing that? I asked them. There was a silence. Ask Dad, said Juliet. Guy returned an hour later. He was carrying a sheaf of papers and photographs, along with a couple of video cassettes. Oh, I see Bradley has set up the camera, he said. Don't worry about that. We film everything. You don't mind, do you? Guy put the tape into the VCR, and he and I began to watch. The video showed two hamsters in a cage. Guy explained to me that he was staring at one, trying to make it sick and visibly paranoid about its wheel, while the other was to remain throughout an unstared-at control hamster. 20 minutes passed. I've never known a hamster, I said, so I... Bradley, interrupted Guy, you ever own a hamster?
Yes, replied Bradley.
You ever see one do that before? Bradley came into the room and watched the video for a moment.
Never, he said.
Look at the way it's glaring at the wheel, said Guy. The target hamster did indeed seem suddenly mistrustful of its wheel. It sat at the far end of the cage, looking at it warily. Usually that hamster loves its wheel, explained Guy. It does seem odd, I said. Although I have to say that emotions such as circumspection and wariness are not that easy to discern in hamsters.
Yeah, said Guy.